Siamo qui con Fucine Mute assieme a Ryan Johnson, il regista del film Bricks, che partecipa nella sezione della settimana della critica di Venezia. Partiamo con la prima domanda. Hai realizzato un bellissimo film, una storia, una detective story, ed è il primo lavoro dopo molti anni. Hai iniziato a 12 anni. Come mai ci hai messo tutto questo tempo?
You made a beautiful detective story, but it's been 7 years since you made your first film. So and you started at 12 years old. So what have you been doing all these years?
Well, this is actually, thank you, first of all. This is my first feature. I wrote it 7 years ago, and it took all that time to get the money for it, because it's a very unusual movie. It was very difficult convincing people to give us money to make it. And eventually we got the money from my friends and family and just made it very, very cheaply, very small. And in the meanwhile, and during those 7 years, I've been trying to get the movie made and working odd jobs to support myself.
Quindi in questi anni è cambiata molto la sceneggiatura originale.
Did the script change a lot during these 7 years?
Actually, no, it didn't, actually, which was very interesting. I did one major rewrite to it where I added some things, you know, which helped it, but overall, I can look at storyboards that I made 6 years ago, like drawings for, you know, storyboards, and I can line them up against the movie and they match. It's my vision for it then very much kind of translated straight across. I think because it is such a classic detective movie, it's not topical, it's not, you know, I didn't have to change anything because the times had changed.
Quindi hai anche potuto vedere molti film come detective story, li hai utilizzati come fonte di ispirazione?
You obviously saw many detective stories, many films, many feature films on detectives. Did you use them at all to make up your story?
Right. It was not so much the films, it was the books of Dashiell Hammett, who wrote The Maltese Falcon and Red Harvest, and lots of these films have come from his works, and that's what really inspired me. When I read those books, it really hit me hard, and I loved them and fell in love with them, and that's what really inspired me. And then we kind of didn't want to watch all the detective, we didn't go back and rewatch all the detective movies because I was very afraid if we did, we would just copy that style and it would be very, you know, it would be clever, but it would just be copying it. So I just gave the script to the actors and we didn't look at detective movies and we said, okay, how would we make this? You know, what's our fresh approach to it? So that was kind of how we tried to make it original.
L'influsso della letteratura si sente nei dialoghi, sono molto letterari, però i personaggi non parlano come la gente comune, però c'è anche l'uso dello slang. Come è stata la fusione di questi due elementi?
The influence of literature is heard on the language, especially in your film. How did you mix up literary kind of language with slang, which you used a lot
right. in your film? Yeah, there's lots of slang in the movie, and it's, I mean, for me, it was very important to have them have their own language in it. One of the first reactions we got to the script when we started trying to get money for it was everyone said, it's very fun, but do they have to talk like that? And for me, it's important because, I mean, first of all, when you are a kid, when you're in high school, it's very important, I think, as a youth, to have your own language. That's always been the case. And you see it now with hip-hop culture and with, you know, there's lots of slang that makes it us as opposed to the grown-up world. And it was very important for me to have that, but not to have it be modern slang, not to have it be, you know, like this was the modern world, to have it be its own world, you know. So the slang is from the 20s, it's from the 50s, it's from the 80s, it's made up. I made up a lot of it just to kind of give it a big mishmash and make it its own language.
In una delle tue dichiarazioni hai detto che ti sei occupato anche dell'editing del film. Com'è stata questa esperienza?
You said once that you also managed your editing personally. So yeah. How was this experience for you?
I can't imagine making a movie any other way. I love editing my own footage. And the way I edited it was I just had a Mac, a computer, just my personal computer in my bedroom, in my apartment in Los Angeles. And I cut it just myself on that. So the editing process was very much like the writing process. I could just get up in the morning and, you know, and start working on it. It was very organic, which I really loved. I've had other directors who have told me, you know, the value of working with an editor and getting an outside perspective, which I can definitely understand. I just have so much fun editing, though. I don't want to share it. I wanted just to do it myself.
Anche la musica è molto interessante, realizzata da tuo cugino, che ha usato degli strumenti particolari, delle posate. Com'è stato? Perché avete avuto questa scelta, questa idea?
Music is very interesting. In the film, your cousin did it, and he used very particular instruments like cutlery and things like that.
Yeah.
So, why did you think of that, and how was it?
Well, it was kind of the same thing as the rest of it, where we wanted to do something very unique, and we wanted to not make the type of music you would expect to hear in a detective movie. So we said, okay, we'll make a junkyard score, and we'll make our own instruments, and we'll make it sound like it's all kind of wheezy, and, you know, Tom Waits was kind of someone we listened to a lot to try and come up with it. And so Nathan, who did the music, he created lots of instruments. He played beer cans. He played whiskey bottles. He put tacks on pianos and hit light bulbs against the wall and cut it all together and made something that's very distinct. And I'm very happy that, like the rest of the movie, the music is very unique. And people usually react, either they like it or they don't like it, but they always have a reaction to the music, which I'm happy with.
Anche i rumori sono significativi. L'amplificazione ricorda molto i fumetti. Li hai utilizzati come fonte di ispirazione?
The sounds are also very, very particular. It almost reminds us of comics in a way, because the amplification is so special, and it reminds us of comics. Was that a thing that you intended to do?
Yeah.
Did you read any comics?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the sound design to me was so integral to it, and it was very well planned from a very early stage. Like when I was planning the visuals and the shots, I was also in my head planning exactly the sound effects. And yes, I mean, you know, when I think of good sound design, you know, I think of cartoons or comic books, you know, it's like stuff that really just like makes it all click. And there's lots of very exaggerated physical sequences in it, fight scenes and chases and everything. And we wanted it to have kind of a this is, you know, I'm using a silent movie to illustrate sound, but we wanted it to feel like Buster Keaton or Chaplin or something. And we wanted it to have that cartoonish kind of feel, so I'm glad that it made you think of that.
Anche, perché anche degli oggetti sui quali dai attenzione, tipo il braccialetto o altri oggetti, rimandano ai fumetti, quindi...
Because we thought also of some of the objects that you pay special attention to in the film, like the bracelet or things like that, reminds us a bit of cartoons. And,
oh, yeah.
It's just a visual effect.
Well, especially when the plot is so complicated. It's very important, I think, to have some very clear signposts, have some very clear symbols, that the bracelets, okay, you recognize, the note, you know, the glasses, to have things that are very clear put through it, so you can grab onto them and feel your way through the story.
Colpisce poi che Non ci sono adulti nel film, ci sono soprattutto ragazzi. C'è solo la madre di un personaggio e il preside. Come mai solo giovani e nessun adulto assieme?
It's very striking the fact that you only use teenagers or young people, you know, you've only got two adult characters.
Yeah.
Is that a choice for some reason? Why did you think of that?
We talked about cartoons. Do you know the comic strip Peanuts, Charlie Brown? Same thing. No adults in that strip. And that's kind of, you know, kind of a joke, but it's kind of the same reason that we did ours that way, was because if you have adults in it, I think you automatically will see the thing from the adult's perspective. And we didn't want that. We wanted to completely encase your head, put your head into this world that these kids are in, and not let you out. So it's all told from Brendan's perspective. And yeah, that's very intentional that there are very few adults in the movie.
Nella MPAA rating, il tuo film ha avuto la lettera R. Quindi sai, pensi che questo possa dare dei problemi di distribuzione al film?
You've been rated R. Is that going to be a big problem for distribution? Did you think of this possibility when you were making the film? What do you think about it now?
Right. I mean, when we were making it, it wasn't even in our heads. You know, I think I always assumed it would be an R. I think it's fine. I mean, I think that it's a movie that young people, I think, will be very into, whether they discover it in the theaters or on DVD later on. I think it's also, though, I mean, people have asked whether I think it's for young people or for older people. I don't think it matters in terms of age. I think it's for film lovers, and it's for people who love detective movies and love complicated, twisty movies. And there are 17-year-olds who love that. There are 30-year-olds who love that, you know? And I'm not worried about the rating, no. I think that people who love the movie will see it eventually.
Il film ha avuto anche molto successo al Sundance, dove ha vinto un premio importante, ora è a Venezia. Cosa ha rappresentato questa esperienza per te?
The movie was very successful at Sundance and also here in Venice. It's been seen and liked. Do you think, what importance do you think festivals have in movie story?
Oh, very important, very important. I mean, I think that, I know that as a film watcher, as a fan of film, I always look to the festivals to see what is being recognized, what people are liking, to see what I should look out for. And Sundance was very important. It was the launching pad. This is the first time we're showing it in Europe and showing it to a European audience. And I was very nervous coming here to see whether, you know, whether people would like it. And it's important to me personally, and I think also for the life of the film, it's important that it's getting good word of mouth from here so far.
Thank you very much.